As New York City activists prepared a massive No King's Day protest, hotel guests at New York City's luxury Trump Hotel came and went on Friday, apparently unconcerned about the pending demonstration. Most refused to discuss with KPFA their decision to lodge at a property managed by the Trump Organization. One notable exception was a woman from Cleveland, Ohio, who declined to divulge her name. And what about the controversy about Trump, that it's a toxic brand?
Not toxic. I think he stands for the right things.
And you're supporting the war in Iran?
No comment.
And what would you say to the No Kings protesters who say he's authoritarian, dictator, would-be king?
I think that they should do some more research on him, and they should find out from... They should do more extensive research on him, and they should find out more about who he is, what he stands for, and what he believes in. And I think they might change their opinion.
The Trump private residences got a thumbs up from a man who declined to give his name. Any qualms about staying at a place when there's so much controversy associated with Donald Trump?
It's the best place to be.
Two hotel guests from Florida said they, perhaps surprisingly, typically attend No King's Day protests.
We're not Trump fans. We're staying here because it was a gift. So the employees are absolutely worth it.
And where are you from?
The South Florida. We actually have been to every No King's. Yeah, we left. We live like 3 miles or 10 miles from. Yeah.
I just draw the posters.
For the No King's protest?
Yeah. So that's what I do. That's about.
And no kind of feeling of like discombobulation?
I mean, it wouldn't be my first choice, but it's free. So how are you going to say no to that? I mean, I know probably ethically some people could. I'm too broke to say no, so.
Trump and his family have famously profited from foreign governments and companies who have stayed at his hotels or other properties in an apparent attempt to curry favor. A 2023 report by the nonprofit watchdog called American Oversight showed that the Pentagon spent about $1 million at Trump-owned properties between July of 2017 and November of 2019. KPFA was unable to estimate the total spent by the Pentagon or other taxpayer-funded entities during the entirety of Trump's first presidency or the first year of his second presidency. For Pacifica Radio, in front of the Trump International Hotel and private residences in New York City, I'm Eileen Alfandary.